Again, Stephen Gibson here today with Ron Fleckenstein, who is joining us as part of the oral history collection process here, sponsored by the Parchment Library on their anniversary here in 2009. And Ron, I want to welcome you and thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate the chance to be here and to talk about the history of Parchment.
Well, you've certainly been a part of that history, and why don't we start at the beginning? Why don't you tell us when you were born and where you were born, and maybe how you got to Parchment?
Born in Kalamazoo, Michigan, 1934, and lived there until I was married. Continued to live there after we were married for a while. It wasn't long, and we moved to Portage, and then to Parchment, in a house on Parchment Avenue, not too far from where Wendy lives. And we raised our family there and found it to be very enjoyable. And moved on to, at that time I was working for the company.
For KVP?
For KVP. I'm not sure if at the time, I guess it was KVP at the time. It was known by a number of names over the years. But yeah, I worked for KVP and continued to work along in a different number of responsibilities. I think when I left there, it was James River. So I was there for, I think it was 37 years.
Really? 37 years. What year, do you remember what year you moved to Parchment Avenue there?
Well, I don't exactly, but it had to be, I'm going to take a shot and say it was in the 60s someplace, but I don't remember really.
Yeah, okay.
We were there about 20 years.
Okay. You were there 20 years, but worked at KVP?
About 37.
That's 37 years.
I think I went to work for the company, KVP, in 1953.
Okay, so you commuted from Kalamazoo or Portage or wherever you were,
right,
for some time.
Right.
And then, so that's really what brought you to Parchment, was the job indirectly or directly?
That's correct. I mean, the fact that I was working out here, getting closer to work, it was becoming a very long drive every day from Portage to Parchment. So, and, you know, the traffic levels in that part of the community were growing daily. Portage was growing. And so it was just seemed like the right thing to do. Moved into a house next door to John Bulchy. And next door to...
And tell us who John was.
John Bulchy was another longtime employee of the company. Worked actually over, starting in the Southern Division. And but he was involved in the traffic function, moving of product, shipping of product from the mills here and the mills over at Sutherland. By that time, we had merged with Sutherland. So,
okay. So I'm sorry I interrupted your train there, but you'd moved here in the 60s. You'd worked for KVP since 53. How did you get the job in 53?
In 53, I was working, I think, for A&P Food Stores. It was time to do something better. I was going to raise a family. I couldn't do that working at the A&P store. So, I know my father-in-law worked here at KVP. He and my mother-in-law had both worked here. We're working here at the time. And so I went over to personnel department here at KVP. At the same time, my dad was working over at Sutherland Paper Company, which was not part of our organization at the time. So anyway, I chose to come out here and got a job that I liked and worked in the hours I liked. So that's how I moved.
And
that's how I got started here.
And is that really when you came to know Parchment first?
Yeah, probably, you know, vaguely, I guess I knew of parchment. I can remember back in the days when parchment, of course, like Sutherland and many other manufacturing organizations in Kalamazoo had baseball teams.
Right.
And so I did spend some time watching baseball here when they played Sutherland. And of course, we were Sutherland folks at the time.
Right.
And I think one time, if I remember, seems to me like maybe the St. Louis Cardinals played out here.
Really?
In Kinderberger Park.
Really?
So when Kinderberger Park was a much more of a finished product at the time. But anyway, that's where I really began to know parchment a little bit. I knew it was here, didn't know anything about it. And it wasn't until I really went to work here that I began to understand the organization of the community and what the community did and what it had to offer. And we just decided to move into parchment and raise our family here.
Yeah, so, and at that time then in the 60s, did the mill still have, what kind of influence did the mill have in the at that fairly later date? We've all heard the stories of Jake telling people to mow their lawns and a real, but was the mill still a real important piece of the community at that point?
I think when I began to become aware of what was going on out here and becoming involved, we really weren't getting direction that I know of from the mill or the management of the mill to do anything in particular. We were a city, and not too old as a city, but we were a city doing our own thing. By that time, we had our own fire department and police department, and it goes back before my arrival, but we actually had tires that took air on our fire trucks by that time, rather than the old hard rubber tires, from the first truck out here. So, anyway, it was a good place to get started.
Yeah. And then you became involved in the city commission.
I did.
At what time was that? Was that in the 70s?
It was probably in the 70s. The vice president that was stationed here in Parchment came to me one day and wanted to know if I had ever considered becoming involved in the city commission. And that was sometime shortly before election time. So I said I hadn't really, and we talked about it a little bit. I began to get a little interested. So I ran for city commission and was elected. Spent, I don't know how many years on the commission. It may have been a dozen years. It was quite a while. I think it was 12 years and 8 years as mayor. I think that's what it was.
How many years as mayor?
I think it was 8.
Wow. Eight years as mayor or thereabouts. And certainly that was, just anecdotally, my childhood. It was always Mayor Fleckenstein when I was growing up. Yep, certainly. So, so you certainly got intimately familiar with the city and its history, and of course wound up, we'll jump ahead, you were city manager after having briefly left the community, or not so briefly, having lived outside the community for a little while, came back as manager in what, the late 90s?
That would be correct. I think I was 7 years city manager. I had committed to the commission that I'd come off for a couple of years. They were looking for a manager and weren't having any luck finding one. So I committed to coming out for a couple of years and working with them, and then I'd go back on my way. It turned out to be 7 years before I finally decided to leave. And so, I think that was the time frame.
What makes Parchment unique to you? I mean, you've obviously invested a great deal in this community and given back a tremendous amount. What did it give you? What do you think makes it what it is?
Well, I think that the company and the people in this community make it what it is. The company, of course, you know, I mean, the community was founded around the company, by the company. And but the people, I mean, I got to know a lot of people. You know, I spent, I think, 17 years in the fire department and 10 years as assistant chief. So I had an opportunity to meet, through that organization, a lot of people. And I think that I have to say that, you know, really that it was the people. People make this community. They're committed and dedicated to it. That's really the basis for it.
And that can continue even when there's no mill here.
That's right. Yep. And I think, you know, some of the things that have gone on since the mill went down, the time and effort, the involvement I had in, I used to manage pieces of this business, and all of a sudden I found myself with this paper mill down, and now it's my responsibility to put it to sleep, you know, so. Mm. So I spent a lot of time and effort doing that, and hopefully one of these days they will have given, put it to final rest.
Yeah, that's got to be strange to have worked there and then been in the government role of helping wind it down, as
yep.
you said.
That's right. It was strange.
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
Yeah.
I'd have to say every step through my career, from the time I went to work with the company and the progress and the job changes that took place and the having served on the commission, fire department, the mayor, the city manager, all made it really an interesting experience.
I'll bet. Tell me, let's back up again a little further to your days in the mill. Obviously, started quite early. When you first started in the 50s, who were the players at that point?
Well, you know, I guess I don't really remember in the 50s when I started here. I was a young guy coming in, interested in sweeping floors or whatever I had to do to make a living out there, and it really wasn't that involved or paying that much attention to what was really going on relative to...
Yeah, so there weren't people that, when they walked down Main Street, made everyone stand up at attention and there wasn't that kind of a, not like the early days of Jake.
No.
That okay.
No. None of that at all.
Yep. So we had what else just geographically or physically about the city might be noteworthy from that era? We had the school system was not yet K-12 when you first started working here. When you moved here, was it K-12 with your family?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I remember that because that's... Well, we spent time in the school system with the kids. That's kind of where our focus was. And just don't remember too much about what was going on elsewhere around town.
Yeah. Belle Isles, of course. We remember Bob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bob was always there. My wife worked for Bob before we were ever married.
Really?
For a long time, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Down at the...
Yeah, she was making sodas and hamburgers and stuff like that.
At the legendary Belle Isles soda fountain and
yeah.
Cut-rate store, was it?
Yeah, I don't remember just how long she may have been there. She went from there to a restaurant downtown with my sister and my cousin.
Oh.
And so I don't recall how long she was doing the soda thing over here. But
yeah. So in all your history in the commission and then as city manager, are there, other than obviously clearly the headline in that entire career is probably mill related, both closing and, but were there other noteworthy events or pivotal points, or was it fairly smooth sailing through most of that commission?
Well, I think it was a pretty quiet experience, and you know, we're not a large community here where you have a lot of issues. Over time, there were probably a couple of issues. There was something going. I can't remember what it was, but I was working for the company. I was mayor, and there was an issue that we were going to deal with as a commission. And I wanted to vote in favor of and someone suggested maybe since I was mayor and employed by the company that I perhaps should abstain from voting. And I said, you know, I don't really feel that way. I'm entitled to a vote. And if I vote in some way or something that's going to get me in trouble or the city in trouble, you know, our city attorney, get us out. Get me out of trouble. And he said, no, wait a minute. He said, I'm here to keep you out of trouble, not to get you out of trouble. So I always remember that. But I don't remember what the issue was.
That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, I did what he said I should do.
Yeah. Prudent, usually, yeah. To take that advice, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so, and you mentioned your daughter, whom I know, of course, but we should point out that Wendy is now a commissioner as well, right?
She is on the city commission, has been for, 2 years now, I think,
yeah.
And now is up for re-election. She filled a seat that was vacated for a partial term. And, so she's going after a four-year term this time in the election.
Very good. Well, and tell me about, I didn't realize you were assistant chief and involved in the fire department and for a number of years.
I was. Another thing that I was involved in out here, and I don't want to take you away from that, but that's where you were at.
No,
just so I don't forget it, I spent, I don't know, it must have been 12 years on the board of directors for our credit union here, what today is known as the First Community Federal Credit Union. I think I probably spent about 6 years as the chairman of the board for that organization.
Very nice.
And I was just getting too busy. The job, fire department, the credit union, the city commission. I had to give up some things and started backing off a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, another of our fine local institutions and local employers. I'm glad you pointed that out. I didn't realize that. I did want to ask, though, on the fire front, and obviously you worked with Ralph Herrick a number of years in that capacity, I assume.
No, actually, Ralph was not on the fire department at the time I was.
Really?
He came on the fire department after I left. And
what year did you leave the fire department? Any idea?
No. I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I don't
remember. I didn't. Okay, because he was involved for quite a number of years, I think.
Yep.
So
he was.
Oh, very good. Now, when you were on the department then, was I always understood a fair amount of the fire department was centered on the mill, that there were an awful lot of calls related to mill fires and whatnot. Now, was that true in your time?
That is true. Yeah. We had, you know, quite a few of the runs that we had were to the mill. If not for fires, for sprinkler breaks or something that would set off the alarm downtown. And that kept us pretty busy. We had, of course, some rescue work that was involved in some of the big machines, involved in two or three fatalities. They were not very pleasant. But yeah, the mill was a big part of the need for a fire department out here.
Yeah. And that must have been obviously dangerous work for those who were working in the mill.
Yes.
Or potentially so, at least.
You mean the environment in the mill?
Yes.
Conditions and stuff. Yeah, it was. I mean, there were times when people would be disciplined for not following safety procedures, but it was the three fatalities that have come to mind were people that were ignoring safety procedures, policies, ended up getting killed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can see where that would be a significant part of the fire and rescue work in a community that's otherwise pretty, I want to say, a pretty tranquil place to live.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you probably had your fair share of fires over those years. What else? What will people 50 years from now who are looking back who want to know what Parchment was like in the time that Ron Fleckenstein was mayor? What should they know? What was Parchment like?
Parchment was a quiet community. There were very few things going on in the community that really got people stirred up. It was just a good place to live, you know, and without thinking more about it, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's kind of an obtuse question, but
yeah,
good place to live, quiet place. Certainly friends that you made, and a lot of relationships, I would imagine, over those years.
That's correct. We had, you know, it was at times difficult on the fire department, for example, because I'd worked in the mill for quite a long time by that time. Got to know a lot of people and would find myself sometimes in the middle of the night working on one of them, you know, on their beds or on the floor in their house where they've had heart attacks or something. So it was interesting in that so many facets of involvement here were kind of coming together. And every time the alarm went off, you wondered if it was going to be someone that I knew, you know. Small community, you know, almost everyone, if you're here long enough.
Well, and it is interesting how many things you had your involvement, your role in. I'm glad you told me about the credit union here, certainly KVP, certainly the city and the commission. I know you worked a little bit on even the stage here in Kindleberger Park, on that committee, I believe, and we're involved in that. Certainly that park is a part of what makes Parchment unique.
Yes, it is. You bet.
I assume your children, that was a place that they would run off and play growing up?
Spent a lot of time there. Still talk about it. Yeah, they had a lot of good times in Kindleberger Park.
Yeah.
And we did too. You know, we, as a result of our being out here, we had family reunions in Kindleberger Park and other kinds of activities that kind of brought family together. Yeah. Yeah, not a good times.
And I know you've been a big supporter and helper with the arts and the festivals here.
Yeah.
You certainly have given a tremendous amount to this community. And we're all the recipients and the benefactors of that and sure appreciate that.
Well, you know, it's something that I've always been a strong supporter of the community wherever I live. Maybe be at Kalamazoo in my earlier days and Portage for the few years we lived out there. And when I moved into Parchment and began to become involved, it just seemed like it was the right thing to do, just to continue to be a promoter and a doer. And, you know, the park, I felt the park at the point of the stage, I felt we needed to do something over there. And I told Dan DeGraw, who was mayor at the time, and I was manager, that I was going to build a stage in the park. And he said, "You can't do that. Where are you going to get the money to do that?" I said, I don't, I've got preliminary figures. It's going to be a lot of money. But I'm going to find a place to get it. And I did. And it took some fundraising. Some big donations by organizations, but we ended up building that stage. It's a beautiful stage. I think it's one of the best in the area. And it's had a good start. Fortunately, we continue to have volunteers to keep the programs moving over there. The thing that I was fearful of is that I'd get people involved to begin with, but then they'd lose interest, and we'd find ourselves with a stage and really nothing much going on except skateboarders or something, you know. So, but it's a real asset to our community.
It is, and I would have to agree. When you see the number of people that have shown up on most Sunday nights of the entire summer,
yeah.
In addition, of course, to the headline festival-type events, but it's been well-programmed and well-attended.
Yeah.
And
well, we've got a few people that I continue to fill the leadership role there now, you know, to keep it moving, because the first year I was a little concerned that maybe it was going to be difficult. Not only did I have to find the money to fund the construction of that facility, but to fund the programming, you know, because I made the commitment to the mayor, to the commission, that none of the funding was going to come from the city. I was not intending to spend tax dollars to either build it or program it. And I'm not sure what they're doing today. Of course, it's built and paid for, but I'm not sure what they're doing in programming, but I don't think that much, if any, of that's coming from the commission, from the taxpayers.
Yeah.
So yeah. There continues to be enough interest in the greater community in the arts that we've been able to program that. That's good.
It is excellent. It is one more of those little things that just makes it home, makes
yep.
it community.
That's right.
Oh, that's great. Well, is there anything I should have asked that I have not, recollection-wise, or points of interest in your experience of?
Another experience I guess I can comment on, when we were here, living out here, actually just preparing, building, having a new house built at the time, preparing to leave the community. My wife, Mary Ann, and myself were co-chairs of the fund drive to build this library facility. So we had a lot of involvement, a lot of good times.
And what a facility. And another piece of this community between the library, the schools, the park. This is one of those key bedrock
yeah.
institutions,
yeah.
I think.
It sure is. It's been well taken care of. We had good boards providing the leadership here. And good staff.
We have indeed. This has been fun. As I say, you've certainly been involved in many pieces of this community, and it was great that you were willing to sit and talk with us a little bit about a trip down memory lane here. But thank you for all that you've done and for your time today.
Okay, Steve. Thank you.